And speaking of great defenses, and we talked about Clemson, they take on their arch rival, South Carolina, Saturday night, ESPN. It's a 7 p.m. kick. Clemson leads this series 69-42, and they had four ties back in the day. Tigers, they're sitting at 11-0, ranked number two. South Carolina, they're 6-4. The Tigers, they're going for their fifth straight win over the Gamecocks.
Yeah, a few years ago, all Dabo could hear is, hey, you can't beat South Carolina. But the prior to this current four-game win streak by Clemson, South Carolina had beaten Clemson five straight times. Clemson has flipped the script on that. The last 2 years, coach, this game hasn't even been close. The Tigers won last year 34-10. In 2016, they won 56-7. Now, Duke was able to slow Clemson down last week in the first half. But as you have said many times, a defense eventually gives out when their offense can't score. That's what happened to Duke. Clemson ran away with it.
And I look for that scenario to happen on Saturday night. One thing I want to see is I want to see how revved up this is, because, Mike, you can forget all the other rivalries that we've talked about today and throughout the nation, because there is a bit of mutual respect in all of them. You don't see a lot of unsportsmanlike conduct in these games. But Clemson, South Carolina, it's pure hate. I mean, it really is. This game was stopped because of a brawl in 2004, back when Lou Holtz and Tommy Bowden were coaching the respective teams. Now, tell me another big rivalry game that we've ever seen stop because of a brawl. Hey, I can't think of one, and I know you can't either, because no. It hasn't happened. And it's not like that they were undefeated playing each other, you know, trying to play for a chance at a national championship or go to a high-tier bowl game. This happened when South Carolina was sitting there with a 6-4 record and Clemson had a 5-5 record. So, yeah. So they just don't like each other. And I have to say that Steve Spurrier coming in and Dabo Swinney taking over, you know, their relationship did much to temper the out-of-control behavior on the field. And while it is more congenial, they still don't like each other. South Carolina's Will Muschamp, you know, he knows it's going to be tough sledding against these Tigers. The Gamecocks, they've been outscored 90-17 in this game the last two meetings. Clemson defense, probably this year, it's probably better than it's been the last 2 years, and that's including the national championship team.
Yeah, that defense is outstanding. They're the number one scoring defense in college football. They allow 12 points per game, and remember, sometimes they're up 30, 40, 50 points, and they still, the backups and third string guys, still don't give up points. South Carolina defense, they rank 63rd. They allow 27 a game. Clemson wins, but I think Carolina may be able to cover the number, but Clemson's been a covering machine as of late.
That's going to do it for our college games. We'll be right back on Inside the Numbers. Take a look at the NFL after this quick break.